The Pentagon is facing some tough financial choices as the Defense Department prepares its 2006 budget. It is under orders to make sizable cuts. At the same time, the military must cope with the mounting costs of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. An internal defense budget document leaked to reporters indicates the most likely targets for cuts are big-ticket Navy and Air Force programs, as well as missile defense, once a top priority of the Bush administration. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The budget document would trim $30 billion in defense spending over the next 6 years. Most of that money would come from cuts in missile defense and other high-tech programs. They include the next generation of nuclear submarine and a new advanced fighter plane for the Air Force. But the document proposes an increase in the Army's budget by $25 billion through 2011. Pierre Chow, who analyzes defense budget issues at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, says the Pentagon is shifting support from the Navy and Air Force to provide more support for ground forces.
Which actually is a little bit of a reversal of what was going on in the 90s, where the thinking was that you wouldn't be fighting too many wars with boots on the ground, and the air power and sea power would be able to handle most of the things that we meet. So the pendulum is swinging back in the other direction.
As a distinguished research professor at the National Defense University, Dr. Richard Kugler advises senior Pentagon officials on program and budget issues. He says the nation has an immediate need for a well-equipped, highly mobile army. The Pentagon apparently proposes to pay for it, Kugler says, by postponing programs that are considered important to the transformation of the military to meet post-Cold War challenges.
The most controversial, noteworthy one is money taken out, about $10 billion. Out of the procurement of F-22 Air Force fighter jets. The Air Force wants this airplane, and many of the other people do, too, on Capitol Hill and defense analysts, because it promises to be the world's best fighter plane.
Some senators already have expressed reservations about the proposed cuts. Republican John Warner of Virginia, head of the Senate Armed Services Committee, balks at a proposal to retire an aircraft carrier. Democrat Jack Reed of Rhode Island, also on the Armed Services Committee, says he favors giving more support to the Army and Marines. But Reed warns that the costs of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan will take a long-term toll on U.S. military capability.
It's taking away the ability to transform the military, to change it into a force that is more congruent with the future 20 years from now rather than the present.
The war in Iraq is funded through a supplemental appropriation. But Stephen Koziak, director of budget studies at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessment, says those conflicts do affect the regular Pentagon budget.
I think the war in Iraq and the cost of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan does have some impact on how much money is left for the rest of the defense budget for modernization programs and the regular peacetime costs of the military. There may also be a more direct linkage as well. Congress may be more reluctant to provide the increases for Army and the other services modernization plans, for example, when they feel that money is needed more immediately for military operations.
The Pentagon budget process is just at an early stage, but the budget document is ringing alarm bells. Again, Pierre Chow of the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The proposed cuts in this budget document have some fairly broad implications for the defense industry. Clearly, if you're going to propose cutting back on the F-22, that will have a very direct impact on jobs in Georgia and in Texas. If you're going to cut back on submarines and shipbuilding, it has an impact on the shipbuilding yards in Virginia, in Louisiana, in Mississippi, and up in Maine, and in Connecticut.
And that suggests a showdown if this document is submitted to Congress in its current form. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.